Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. How are you? You're good? Well, look at you and look at us. We meet again. We meet again. A two-parter. Ooh. Well, Before I say any more, I want to say this. Aristotle reminded me, and by the way, hello, Aristotle. If you want to say hi back, you can.
Hello.
Wow, look, you did. So Aristotle reminded me a few weeks ago that it was our 10-year anniversary, which some of the anniversaries, you know, after a while, you're like 2 years, 4 years. But 10, I thought, let's wait and do a show when I get back from Vermont and celebrate it, you know, really have, I'd like it to be, you know, maybe we could do John Bram Wagner, Aristotle, me, make it like a, man, I don't know. I'm not going to say who, but I just had a thought, but I want to make it like a really big deal. So, 10 years. And if it wasn't for Aristotle, I wouldn't even have realized it. So there you go, Stotts. I never even found out if he likes that. I rarely call him Stotts, which was started from a bit on the show a long time ago. But, I don't know. Aristotle is such a beautiful name. Maybe he's like, I hate when they call me Stotts, even jokingly. We're going to check. We're going to find out on the 10-year anniversary episode. That's the reveal. Does Aristotle. All righty. And I did want to say that, wouldn't it be great if Joe, how about Joe McKenzie? We at least have to get him on the phone. At least. I mean, he's in Portland. His headquarters are in Portland. So, I mean, that would be like, definitely on my, you know, if you're not going to have Joe McKenzie, then why have anybody? Joe's been there from the beginning, and still other people come and go, but Aristotle, he's from a year in. Joe McKenzie's from the beginning. I say it from the beginning. So these other schmucks, Vinny's probably going, what about me? Am I Oh my God, I just thought of something. Truth. Somebody by the name of Vinny, my girlfriend's brother, my ex-girlfriend's brother, is going to be visiting. But that's in November. Maybe we'll do the 10-year anniversary show then. I mean, he'd just be in the audience, but he's always so excited when he's here. He loves sitting in on those shows. Go look at Glass Fresco Christmases if you haven't yet. Look how much fun Vinny's having. Anyway, enough. So, but Joe McKenzie, he's the only one I care about. The others, I spit on them. Oh, look at you. You're so cute, everybody. Everyone who listens to my show, can I tell you something? I don't know if I ever told you this. Before I throw it to the show, staff at comedy clubs will, I guess they're not going to tell you if your audience is bad. You know, they of course they wouldn't. They would know better. But they'll tell you when they're good. And they go out of their way to tell you when they're good. And it always melts my heart. And they say it a lot. They say it a lot. And you know what I hope it is? Well, if the people are familiar, especially podcast people, are familiar with your work, they're just going to come in that way already. But I hope the announcement I make and the music I play and the thing I say takes other people and reminds them. I say it in a very, I don't just go, good evening, welcome to the thing, and keep your laughter to a maximum and your heckling to a minimal. And now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to turn up yourself. No, that's not going to do anything. You gotta say it to people, mean it with respect, clarity, and also a heavy hand. But a lot of respect too, mixed in with, you know, my opening announcement. But they say it a lot, and I always love that they say it because it makes me think maybe I'm doing something right. Unless you don't want kind people. You know, unless you're like, no, that's not what I'm going after. Everybody wants a kind audience when it comes to what kind people do. That's why people that might, I'll make this make sense, that, I mean, there's no performer out there, no matter what they say, that they want an audience that pays attention. They don't want them to heckle. They don't want them to, they want them to be respectful, turn their phones off. That is the behavior of kind people. That's definitely, and the problem is they still need it, even though they might not realize they preach it, but you know what I mean, the type of things, they're always having trouble with everything, they're making fun of recycling, they're giving transgender people a hard time, or have people however they want to fucking identify, they give them a hard time. So you might think, yeah, but so what? Then they get the audience that they like. That just like Todd, you saying your audience comes out and you like them. Well, those, you're right. As far as their material, it pleases them. But it doesn't please the entertainer. Because I know. They don't know it. They won't tie it together because that's self-awareness that would make you grow like a fuck. But they just complain about their audience right in front of me over the years. Some radio people, a lot of comedians, or they say crowds today. Because it would be way too hard to say, you know what, I know my audience when I'm on stage, they agree with all my, you know, a lot of my views and my jokes and my sensibility and my sense of humor. But it'd be too hard to say, yeah, but I also bring in people that heckle a lot and yell and talk. Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get. And yes, it ties directly to the things you say. You know what? There's a great big exception. If you're known for like movies too, you might bring an audience in that just, they know you for your role in a movie, but that's not what your stand-up is. That's a different beast. I'm only talking about then, if you're in a movie, you know, there's some great comedians that, you know, some of the audience might come out to see them, but not for, you know what I mean. Like Greg Proops once said, my podcast audience is the best all week. And I think his wife said, well, you know, lean into that. Do what Doug Benson did. You know, he really created his own brand. And anyway, I deflect. But I like that that's their punishment. And I like that they, I get it, it's a little bit of delusion. They say the crowds today, which totally makes them not responsible for their audience. It's unknowing brilliance, because maybe if you had the self-awareness to connect it, I don't know, that might be, well, that's what I've said before, that's what people do, that's how people grow when they're willing to be able to take you know, not mind the outcome of letting the truth just lay down in front of them. If you don't mind it, you go, okay, well, that's obvious. I'm not going to try to manipulate myself around that thing that was just put in front of me. So, anyway, so thank you for being nice and kind and respectful. It makes me, the staffs at these clubs, they're so sweet, they're so nice, they're so kind, they're so warm. So I like that when you meet them, you treat them with the same respect. I've been saying that on my opening announcement. I go, listen, I know a lot of the staff at this club very well. I've known them, some of them have been here for years. I know, and I'm happy to say this, that they're going to treat you really kind and nice tonight. But what I'm asking you is to do the same in return. You know, I always say no one thinks they're being mean, but it's just everything when they come over to your table, everybody, you know, it's all that stuff. I didn't say that part on the opening announcement. I just said be nice. But that's, you know, all the things you have to do. Well, anyway, everybody, so we'll keep you postponed or keep you informed when the 10-year anniversary will be. And today it was just me and Cam. Now, I don't think we've ever done a show just Cam and I. Cam and I, excuse me. Boy, when I listen back to the show sometimes, I really make a lot of grammatical errors. Say things wrong, don't even realize it, use the wrong, you know, so many times. But I know you know, I don't know it when I'm doing it, but I know it when I re-listen. Anyway, so I don't think Cam and I ever did a podcast just us. It was so much fun. Can I tell you, it's everything I wanted it to be. Just two people being silly. He sat on one end of the table. I sat on the other for 2.5 hours, I think. And we just were pure silliness. And we even talked a little bit, too, about New York. And Cam went to New York for a few days. So Cam Gavinsky, everybody. And check his Instagram and his TikTok out. All right. And I am still looking for preferably a newer comedian to do the board every week. Go back, you know, going back to that. Just a different type of organization. So I prefer it to be a newer comedian. They just have more time. You know what I mean? And so that would be great. It really doesn't. You have to live in L.A., though. You have to live in L.A. So you don't absolutely have to be a comedian. But email me to toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. But, you know, I think, like, it's the reason it's got to be the same person every week. You know, for a 7 o'clock show, usually the person doing the board, whether it's Jake over the, you know, Jake or Chris or John, a lot of times it would start, like, 2 hours, 3 hours before. Because you're having fun, you do a little work, and you know. So I'd say they have to be able to do it 80% of the time. 75-80% of the time. That's what I'll call constant. That's what I'll call 100% of the time, you know. But there might be a show or there might be something you have to do. You're like, oh, I feel bad. Of course. I'd rather have somebody, you know, if you say 100% of the time, it's just too much. But I want it to mean enough that'll help you too. Maybe there's something you want to promote, shows you're doing around town, or maybe you do something that you can, like, sort of plug things you're working on. Sometimes people over the years, you know, not only would they plug their dates, but maybe they made creative things for line or did art and sold it on their site, and we were able to promote that, stuff like that. So, but I'm sorry for going on long here, but I'm actually putting a little more into this because if I always, you know, I always think, oh, well, everybody listens to every show, but they don't. So, you know, an ability to drag things from, you know, not drag things, to edit things. You know, we want to take this piece of music. We want to loop it. We want to take this clip and start there, build the board. Let's take this email. Okay. Can you take a TikTok and put it on the board? You just got to know. Be comfortable with some stuff. Wouldn't hurt, even though I got chat for TikTok, if you know a little bit about that. But, you know, there you go. I think I explained everything. And So yeah, Cam and I just had so much fun. And now you'll, what are we talking about? You wonder, what's the first thing they're going to be talking about? I'm not even going to tell you. You're going to know. What do we talk about? You think about it. You listen to the show a lot. What is the first thing I'm talking about? You'll find out because we're about to join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, good. How about you?
Oh, 3, 4, 3, 4.
You know what, beep, let's...
Yeah.
I end up leaving this in a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because it shows my neuroses with the sound on this show. Do you think it's better, seriously, maybe pretend we're not recording.
Sure, true, okay.
To leave it in? Like, no, to have it... Oh, no, we need the mics.
Oh, like
on.
Hearing it through the house, you mean?
Yeah, like how much do you want to hear it through the house? Here's how it started. Okay. Just because we're not wearing headsets, to give our voice a little ump and bring us closer together, started like this.
I think a little bit's nice because it reminds me that
you're doing
we're
a
recording.
Show.
Because without it, maybe I would get comfortable like sitting back, like leaning back and not speaking into the mic. And,
I get it. That's a great point. I'm leaving this in. You can never. It's never too late to learn new stuff. But that's another reason. Because we've been through the, does the headsets make it more intimate? And there is a level of truth that I can't deal with all the wires with my capability. It's just too much for me. So right now we're not going to have headsets. But there were things I did like about them. And it does bring you, like Rory Scovel goes, it brings you like, people go, what's the podcast like? It's you try to make it like what it's like when comedians hang out and we hang out.
Yeah.
You know, just regularly. It's almost better than that. It's more intimate. It's like, but I don't like, the headsets can make me sweat.
Having those on, yeah.
Sometimes.
I will say, though, like, I'm glad I tried it for this time, but I do prefer normally recording with pants on. But I know you wanted
it's
to
nice.
Try without pants.
I know.
So.
Is it to see yourself? Does it feel better?
Different. It feels different.
It's nice, though.
I mean, like, it's not warm, so, like, the leather chair isn't, like, bothering me as much as it would if I was, like, sweaty.
Oh.
But not to paint a picture, but.
People, I just picture, it's the worst, just it's sweaty and disgusting.
Peeling it off, a layer of skin comes off with it, yeah. I really don't like, we don't have to get
we're good, listen. Yeah. All right, so we ended up leaving all that in. At least I made it into a meal.
Yeah.
I made it like a
meal. It felt worth it.
So, thank you. So, hello.
Hi.
It's just Cam Gavinsky and I.
Yeah, just the
two of
us.
Already I want more volume.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. It's just the two of us. And we've never done this. Before the show, we were talking. Have we? But no.
No. Just no, no.
No. Maybe it was Aristotle, but it was never. And so he has the board for the first half of the show. Look, as time goes on, you'll learn whether I ever did take control of the board. It might. Cam said, you don't care if you do it the whole show.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But I sort of want to do it. So let's at least, don't be afraid to remind me, and I'll be comfortable to go, oh, no, you can take the ship home.
Okay, sure.
Of course. But who knows the way I
do it. Todd. I think this is a bad idea, Todd. Sorry, that was Todd took control for a second.
Play that one, like, as much as you. I love this one. Here we go. The new. I'm going to tell you how much I want you to play this.
This intro?
The one you just did. No, the one you just did.
I hit 5... Cues.
Oh, sometimes are good, sometimes it may be shit.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
On your watch, will you play that like 20 times?
Deal.
Honestly?
Yeah.
May as well get one out of the way.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
And also, I'm being genuine now, truth.
Yeah, truth.
The board, because we're both here,
yeah.
You know, usually when somebody does the board, they're just listening and scoring. You're engaging with me, so I don't care. The new style of the show, and you've heard about the new. We're doing very.
Oh yeah! Oh, that you've revamped it. I've heard.
The numbers are like, I'm not shitting around.
Bigger,
they're like Aristotle goes. So with the new way we're doing the show.
Yeah,
it's like, it's really doing
it's the
well.
I heard there was like there was an article. I want to say there was an article about it, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the headline. I saw the big post.
Do you mind saying what the headline was so it doesn't seem so I have to I have to think of something funny?
Yeah.
Do you mind telling the audience what the headline said?
It said Todd Glass revolutionizes podcasting with the new way he does things.
I have to tell you this. Because I've told every guest since I realized it. And I'm going to tell you now. I get mine's comedic. I know. I don't doubt that it's... I'll say, like, some things I'm not being comedic. Some things I'm being serious.
Like, on the podcast?
Yeah, on the live show. Like, when I say, oh, there's a guy in the audience last night folding his arms. There's a reason I do that joke. Because if you're doing that, I want you to stop. But I don't want to go, look at this guy. I have ulterior motives. But for this one, I don't think I do. If I'm making any sense at all...
Half sense, but this is the first time just us in a room at all together, just two of us. Since
on the road, you know, we'd be in the green room hanging.
Well,
out together.
But there's usually a buffer ever since.
Ever since you got the HR. Pardon me. Okay.
HR. Not a good look.
A little embarrassing. I mean, it wasn't a person, so no, we don't have to. Ooh.
But we're good now. We're good now.
But we're good now. We're good now. And it was all in the past. You know what? This is so unimportant, but I want to go back to something I was forgetting about. I started to set it up, and I was talking about... I bet if I was watching Family Guy and we were... No, this has nothing to do.
That's just a funny way to start a sentence.
I know. It has nothing. I was trying to think of something we were doing, which we will go back to that.
Yeah.
This is the cold opening. But now, so I want to, what do I want to do? What's in order? There was something we were talking about. We'll go back to that. But this is something different. Like, if I was watching Family Guy back in the day, how would they have wanted that bit that we just did? That's a bit. I think they would have gone on longer and I could have dealt with it. So
here we go.
After what happened with you, with the,
No.
Not without at least. Let's have fun, but not the whoo.
No. Not like a.
No, thank you. Let's just have some fun.
Let's clean, you know. Yeah.
I go to bring it up, and you're like,
Let's keep.
Let's just have a fun show. Fun show. We don't need
fun
to.
None of that.
Hey, puppy.
me so happy to be here. Okay. You know when fun bits turn racist?
every good one. No.
That's what I try to always prevent. I smell it. It's a good smell that I have. Anyway, so now let's go back.
Back to Family Guy.
Thanks for jumping right on goddamn board. Yeah. Having you is like, let me lower the lights because I'm going to compliment you. I'm going to look the other way.
Because it's hard to compliment me with the lights on? Yeah, well, is that what you're saying?
I honestly think it's hard for you to receive the compliment.
Okay.
Are you not uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like that? I just turned the lights all the way. Great. I mean, fucking pile of shit. Because you have done the band so much with me, your instincts just alone would make you a good guest on the podcast. Like, if you've never been on the road with me, you know, Jack, there's people you know, their instincts are the same. But because you've been on the road with me in the band, it's like a treat to have you in here. And I didn't think about it until you just got in here. I'm like, oh, anything I want to do, he's going to fucking go along with it. So anyway.
Can I be honest with you? Was that the compliment?
You motherfucker.
I hate to turn down a compliment, but you built it up like there was a compliment. And really,
that having you here was a treat because you know the bits so well. And you're going to take anything that I throw at you, and you know.
Yeah, but it was a half self compliment.
No.
A little bit.
How?
I disagree. Todd, I don't get embarrassed, but I think that shirt that I got you looks really good on you.
No. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to take this all the way to the bank here.
Okay.
I think even now comedically I'd go along with anything.
Yeah.
But truth, no, because it's like if a guy that sings says to the conductor, by the way, I know whatever the reason, I'm all over the place tonight. I thought maybe because I haven't done these songs in a while, and I was glad you were leading the band because you know how to follow me. So thank you.
Okay.
That's not an indirect compliment to the guy singing.
Yeah,
that's a compliment to this guy who can. So that's what I'm saying to you.
Sort of like I'm all over
the place, and whatever I throw at you, you can fucking take
and ride with it.
And ride with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you're handsome.
And anything off with and you're not, you know, you're quite the tall cup of water.
Despite, you know, everything that everyone says about you.
Yes.
I'm with you.
By the way, tell the audience exactly what I'm doing.
Truth? Okay, I was going to say something else. Todd is covering his eyes. He's shielding his eyes, and he has his other hand slightly dimming the light. Not looking at me. He's not looking at me.
Let me come back to you.
Yeah.
Do you remember what we were talking about?
Family Guy doing a bit for too long.
I know, that was
complimented me, but it was only a half compliment.
By the way, let me compliment you. If you don't mind.
This is the way Cam actually thought it happened.
Can I compliment you?
Sure, yeah.
I was so funny the other night at the show, and when I looked over and I saw you in the band, and I was just, my bits were like, one after another, I was just in order, and I was in sync, and I was like, I was real. Thank you. That's what you thought I did before.
That's literally what you play the tape back, and that is what you said, like verbatim, word for word.
I'll play it back. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Play it right now.
Put this defibrillator 7000 on it, so it'll play it back, but in your voice. Why are you laughing? Because you know I don't want to come up. Whenever you don't want to come up with the bit, that's what I would do if I was an improv troupe. I would always, you think you're so great? I would just loud and funny, but throw it back, something, and throw it right back at the other actor.
Yeah, make them have to deal with all of it.
Make them have to do all the work.
That is a very funny thing about doing once you're comfortable with someone so you're not screwing them over, but when you're friends with them and screwing them over and leaving them to do something on their own, because it's kind of funny
mutual,
and mean.
It's mean.
Yeah, because you're like, trying to get each other.
Oh, wow. And it would be fun to make a rule that if the other person throws it back at you, try not to blink. Just go with it.
Lean into it.
Okay, he threw it back to me. Like, see if you can not laugh and even tilt the audience that I know what he just did. Because it might get like, it might be a fun, I don't know. You want to go on the road together and do improv bits?
Yeah.
We already do.
But literally, that is how you complimented yourself. I mean,
no.
That is.
Truth? Thank you.
Poof.
That's why I had no.
I just had to get around it.
You're going to say it.
Right, like with a Liz.
Oh, that's so funny. Truth. Like, wait, there's got to be a fucking way out of this. He said truth. I said truth. I swear to truth. Yes, to truth. To Schmore Schmarlin. So this was the cold opening. Do you feel comfortable? Am I good?
Yeah.
Am I a good host?
Yeah.
Sometimes are good. Sometimes are shit.
Sometimes may be good. Sometimes may be shit.
How many left do you have to see if you're paying attention?
17.
If I were you, I would just do.
Sometimes may be good. Sometimes may be shit.
Where is that from?
I don't know. I find these things on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie. Oh, no. Let's start the show.
Okay, sure.
So what I thought to start the show, maybe I'm just jamming this in, but I found out, I saw this guy perform years ago, maybe a truth.
Yeah.
Maybe it had something to do with something that I thought was really amazing, and it was like, he was in a lounge. His name was Bob Anderson, and he was a good singer himself, but he also did impersonations that were like, of all like the old crooners, you know, and they were like, spot on, like Tom Jones and Frank Sinatra, but they were like voices you didn't think could be done. It was really, it was almost like James Adomian does to comedians. Like,
was he doing impressions of them singing? Or
yes, them singing. And what was cool about this place? I mean, I forgot about it for years. You know, when I talk about my perfect room, and but it made me understand what I want to do in New York, even cleaner. And then we'll play this clip of him. He was in a room, it was open to the casino about 25%. You know, the back, there was definitely its own place, and it was dark in there. Like, I remember a lot. It was dark. And there were some people talking, but it's music. You know, the people up around the stage, they were pretty much, but there were blackouts and light changes. So it's almost like in a small room, it doesn't take a lot to have a lot of even good-looking production. We just don't do it at most comedy clubs, which I'm not saying they should, but it's what my show is. And but back then, it was like a 12-piece band,
wow.
A lot of blackouts, a lot of light. There was someone in a room, in a board in the back of the room doing light changes and blackouts. So it was like, it's like seeing a show that could be in front of 1,000 people or 10,000, but in this room that held maybe 200 people. And,
and
to me, that is very appealing. It's very, to be up on the stage and see this person that has a horn section behind them and trumpets and trombones and I said that wrong. Trumpets and trombones?
I think that's right.
Yeah, and saxophone and one backup singer. And you know.
Well, it sounds like your ideal, like, that's how you should be.
And he was, and it was like right there. And it was like, it was such a small room, and but the way this guy was being, you know, treated, obviously through the proper lighting and the proper, you thought like, look at this guy right in front of me. It's like, there he is right there. What made me think that? Because there was so much production around it, it made me elevate who he was.
Oh yeah.
Even if, you know, and he was
it
one
brings
of those,
out the best of him, sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And he was just a Vegas star at that point.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was established. Yeah, was at the and top, right. He wasn't like on TV. He wasn't like one of those acts that everybody knows and they have a residency. He was known just from having, he was so good that he had a residency there, basically in a lounge.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was little cocktail tables and, you know, no food, just drinks. Yeah. And it was, so anyway, but then at the end, he I found this the other day. He sings Believe in Me, and I really like the way he does it. He's like, so I figured, you know, there are a lot of people in our lives that believe in us. Maybe I'm just trying to shoehorn this in to open the show because I want to hear it so bad. Yeah. So as it's playing, I beg of not you get
sure,
it,
yeah.
But the audience.
Philistines.
They don't think.
They don't think.
Our audience, I love them.
But they don't think for themselves. They go, what is Todd going to shout me?
We're just listening to the song. We forgot to think of somebody in our life. No, you get it. You're going to go, okay, what you're going to do as soon as I start playing the song, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go, well, who does believe in me? Maybe I don't use that term, but who in my life believes in me? And you go, oh, it melts your heart sometimes. People, you'd be surprised. You go, oh, they do believe in me. But our audience?
No,
our audience. Okay.
Okay, I'm just listening.
We're listening to the song.
I'm like the dumbest person I know. And that's being, you know.
That's being nice.
That's being nice.
That's being that's very, being nice. Very, very.
We're very nice. I mean, like, we could dig in
very,
deep,
we could
but
dig. Oh,
your audience is sensitive.
Even,
your audience is sensitive. No, I feel bad for your audience.
Oh, if we dug our
if we dug. Oh, my God.
No!
I'm never listening again.
Sensitive.
Yeah, that's, ugh.
Yeah. You know, I heard a comedian. I wish I knew his goddamn name, but I loved it. Oh, I want to remember this. But he goes on TikTok, and he goes.
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Is that it? I saved this for the perfect time, you pile of shit. Dave Chappelle.
Big TikTok star.
You know, like, who am I going to... And first of all, like, someone I'm going to mention with any happiness, and you're like, Dave Chappelle. It's like, how much can you not know me? Like, no, Dave Chappelle. Well,
Dave Chappelle, obviously.
It's got to be Dave Chappelle. Said, I never heard it from this, instead of deflecting it, but he goes, oh, you know, all these people say... the Generation A, they're so sensitive. He goes, yes, so please be nice. Which I loved it. I went, oh, I love you. I want to search the depth of the internet to find out, listeners, who said that? Because if that person said that, that means they have other funny stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I just, I was, you know, I'm scrolling. I've had my foot in this boot. I'm seeing a lot of new funny people more than I ever had before. Well, I've been seeing a lot of new funny people for a while, but on TikTok definitely made it easier.
Yeah.
To see people that I never saw them. And then when I'm at a bar show in LA and I see that person, I you go, oh, that's that, you know, oh, and you want to stick around and watch your set because they've chopped up their. So that was one joke that this comedian chopped up on there. And I fucking love it. And I bastardized it too, probably, but it was like such a funny way instead of saying, oh, that's not, what do you mean we're sensitive? What do you mean? Yeah, we are. Good. Sensitivity is not a bad thing.
No. It's people, more people should be sensitive. It's nice. It means you're empathetic. It means you care.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Insecure and sensitive are two different things.
Yeah.
Fucking pieces of shit. I'm done.
No, I don't blame you.
I feel like you're done too.
No, yeah. You want me to just replay? I'll play right now. I'll play the track, which is just an old episode of the Todd podcast, and we can just like go outside.
I'm sick of.
I'll play a rerun. You want me to play a rerun right now,
folks? If you don't have, if you're not going to think about who believes in you, then me and Cam can leave.
We'll leave, and you'll have to listen to the old stuff.
Now he's leaving, and we're going to hear him.
I'm leaving.
Now he's really.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to hear him now as he just complains as he gets
further
and further
away. It's not
worth it. Come on, Cam. Now we're going to hear him as he gets further. Cam. Come on. Cam. Cam, you're getting further away. Cam, now you're real far. God bless it. Oh, now he's coming back. Cam. Come on, my audience.
Crazy world out there.
So this is Bob Anderson.
Bob Anderson, yeah.
And let's let it breathe. I really want to let this breathe. And think of some.
Oh, Bob Anderson.
I thought it was better.
Hey, you guys like crooners? You want to hear Frank Sinatra? It's a me, Frank Sinatra.
Hey,
it's a Frank Sinatra. Believe in me. Oh, we're talking, but quietly over music.
You really built that up.
Bob Anderson.
You built that up. That's the whole clip?
As she lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and sing my songs. And sometimes the nights can be so long, but it's good when I finally make it home all alone. While she lays dreaming, I try to get undressed without the lights. And quietly she says,
folks, I am not kidding around. If you're not going to think of somebody that believes in you, whether
it's like
it be
they heard,
a teacher,
it's like they heard you, but they weren't listening.
No, they all they did. They did exactly what I asked them.
Give them an example.
They were just listening to the song.
Give
how am I going to get emotion out?
Todd, just give them an example. Maybe they need an example of what they need to be doing.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Because when you think, hold on. You're right. Oh, I'm glad you're here.
No, of course.
I think what I mean is, like, I'm trying to think of people. Well, John Bram Wagner, you know, he'd come in here and he'd put his heart into this because he believed. Yeah. And then I think, oh, like Vinny.
He listens to the show.
He does, really.
Yeah.
Still.
Are you sure?
You know what, though? Truth?
Does he just say?
Oh.
Does he just say?
Oh, I listen.
No,
he
listens.
Okay. He listens. Vinny
drop
believes
a secret
in
code right here. Like, if you're really listening that way, and then be like,
oh, man.
You know, and then
but,
he knows.
Hey, Vinny, do you listen? Then I want you to text me banana salad. No, why do I say banana salad?
Because you were going to say potato salad, but then you're like, that's too. I sensed you're going to say that, and you're like, I need something a little more, and then banana was there. Yeah, I was on the same. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, potato salad is.
I'm applauding how right you are. Well, potato salad is a bit we used to do on the show, like instead, like a fake the truth. Like, Todd, our safe word is potato salad, you know, when it wasn't, you know. So Todd, I go, you'd say, is that usually, like, if I go, you sure that's Jack Hackett on the phone? It doesn't sound like him. Potato salad.
Yeah.
And you go, potato salad. Okay. So I didn't want to muddy it up, but potato salad would work.
Okay, yeah.
So folks, seriously, I'm going to play it again. But think of somebody. I know those were two Vinny. Please. Okay, Vinny first, then John. Oh, my God. He's so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Your parent, my mom believes in me for being funny and supportive. Yeah. And my dad, like, they supported my comedy. They believed in me.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Were there...
They're dead. They both died in a fiery car crash. Oh. And I asked you, please don't... Bob Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
How was your night?
Lower the lights in your house, or I swear to fucking God, I'll stop doing this podcast.
And I turned over and say, it was all right. And I'll hold her tight. And she believes.
Can you pause it
me?
One more time?
Yeah.
Not kidding. Truth.
Truth.
I love the way he talks the song sometimes, and you realize. Even
you say tux?
Talk.
Oh, talk. Okay.
Like, he'll say these words. I don't want to. I'm not truth going to interrupt it one more time. You'll know what I mean when he goes, I tried to get to. I really like the way he does it. Like, if I could sing, that's the way I would.
This would be the style you would want to do.
If I was going to croon a song. Yeah, it was very much like. But yet, it's not just like talking it because it doesn't have rhythm. You know, when you try to, like, you know, the joke is to go, you know, when you talk a song, like William Shatner did years ago.
Yeah,
that's
a
different beast. Yeah. He is singing.
Yeah.
It's not because of lack of
ability.
It's because the words are, you'll hear it. You'll be like, oh, that's what he's talking about. But I tried to do it before you got here. I'm like, could I just, like, okay, he's talking it. No, he's talking it. All right. Not going to interrupt it again.
What she sees in me, I can't. that I would change the world with my little song, but I was wrong. And she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way.
He's doing this in a room of 200 people. 200 people. And they're like,
I stumbled to the kitchen for a bite.
We'll do it again.
And I see my old guitar in the night. And it's waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody or two, and I'm torn between the things that I should do. And she says to wake her up when I get through. Our love is really true. And she believes. My little song, but I was wrong. But she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Woo! Live in studio, Bob Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
You,
live
Bob.
In studio.
Thank you, thank you. I have your Venmo, Bob. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, no.
Imagine seeing that in front of like a lounge.
Yeah.
And then this guy, like, just larger than life. That's what I want in certain elements. Want my show to be that if people are in there, they're like, wait, this is like a show. You would. This is like a big production, but yet I'm
but
2 feet.
But just for us, yeah.
Just
yeah.
for us in this teeny yeah. little room. And the truth of the matter is. Although expensive to do that for a first-time run, because you need, like we talked about, it's a lot of publicist. Mm-hmm. Not that expensive to do on the road. Mm-hmm. You can make a lot of you can make a lot of production out of not that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like picture the things we would want: lighting. That just takes time. Mm-hmm. But if you ever got one guy, a tech guy, travel with you,
it
even
adds
in
so
the
much.
Show we did,
it, well, like just that adds so
just
much.
That
it
alone.
Makes it feel so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Picture if the show we do right now, all we could afford. We can't afford anything different, but we have a tech person with us. So we probably end up doing a little video because that's not our responsibility to get it ready. And then the lighting and all that. All we do is when we get into the club, he's already got the system figured out, the sound system and everything hooked up. We just do the comedic part of it.
Yeah.
And then there's lighting and he's in there. Do you have any blues? Do you have any reds? Do you have any oranges? Okay, oranges. All right, we're going to have to change those. We'll put gel those orange up there and all that. That alone... And then we do exactly what we've been doing. That's pretty, you know.
It just elevates it just from the...
And that's what it was like to see this guy, Bob Anderson. Yeah. So he's dead. No, he's not. He's very much alive, and he's doing a show, Frank Sinatra, but not like a parody of Frank Sinatra, just like, you know, some in New York. I think in New York now.
Oh, okay. Well.
But good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, not good for him in a sarcastic way, but anyway. I don't know how old he is in this video, but... Anyway, Bob Anderson.
Bob Anderson.
Maybe he'll come on the podcast. Boy, would I fucking love that.
Next week, tweet at Bob Anderson.
Tweet at Bob Anderson. Go, Todd Glass, I mean, you know, I think he moved up to the, I see some other videos. It looks like maybe from that showroom after he moved to a bigger showroom.
Oh,
but when I saw him, it was like a 10-piece band, and I thought it was 17, but when I rethought about it, and I looked at some videos, it might have been like 10, but 10's a lot.
10 is a lot, yeah. Especially, it fills up a whole stage. It takes up everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Let's not be afraid of silence either. Right now. No, is there? Hey, by the way, not
sounds like you're afraid. I was.
I know. I 30 seconds. So anyway, there's not a. I like to take my, the new format of the show is.
Mm.
I got a message from the producer, the new guy, it was Aristotle, basically.
Oh, sure.
Heading
yeah.
up the.
Yeah, the big financier
of the new industry, which is basically the podcast and the umbrella that we're under.
Yeah, this is Trader Joe's PepsiCo.
Trader Joe's
that's
PepsiCo.
Who owns
by the
podcast,
way,
right?
Trader Joe's, if you like good quality, delicious snacks.
Clean.
Trader Joe's, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what they say, Trader knows.
K-N-O-W.
K-N-O-W.
Like they know what's best, not like don't buy it.
No, Trader knows. Great by the way, Gordello's, I crave them because they're meaty.
Oh, the rye chips?
Yeah, but you do get thirsty
those.
Pretty quick.
There's the, yeah, yeah.
Wow, these look good.
I think they're the best part of Chex Mix.
Best part of, oh.
Or the rye chips are the best
right.
part of Gardetto's.
Gardetto's, yeah, there are some in there. Let me,
yeah.
This is a new segment on the show, and it's not for everybody. But it's called, we ask you, we're going to tell you in the opening how much to skip for it. We like to do a test, whether people like crunching into the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
We take the stats. We read them. So far, up to this point, people don't like it.
So far.
Even the people that go, do what you want. It's your show, but we'd appreciate it. We love you, but don't.
But so the crunching, it takes too long. It's not worth it. But we need to do it. Yeah, we need to do it.
We need to do it because you never know.
Yeah.
Things change. You got to grow. You got to be progressive.
Yeah.
So just flat out crunching into the mic. There we go. By the way, Cam dropped one on the table, and he goes, that's yours. Like it already was mine. No, not once it dropped. I knew that one I was going to give to you. And then when it dropped.
Yeah, that's why it was for you. Yeah, crunching into the microphone. Crunching into the microphone, a brand new segment. Wow.
Okay. Mm. What do you people think? Turn up the slapping of the lips. We need to do a test on that.
Oh, see if they like that more?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people go, of course, the slapping of the lips, no, but I like the crunching. Some people go, I like the slapping of the lips.
Yeah, one more of them, yeah.
Now, the last one is,
I can't even read
Aristotle's email here.
Oh, yeah, what he wants us to do?
The light on my computer is so low. Oh, slapping of the lips and snorting. Okay. Well, you need more Gardell's. Come back. By the way, truth, Cam is coming over and getting more Gardell's. This is not a sound effect pit. And by the way, you know this is real, right?
That it's a real podcast?
Well, we're testing out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You never know. You think no one likes eating, Todd. We've come to that conclusion.
Do you think all segments, like, you think Carpool Karaoke was a hit right off the bat? No, no.
Thank
Originally,
you.
James Corden's Carpool Karaoke was Carpool Chewing.
Carpool
it was the same thing. It was chewing.
You get
Most segments, honestly, start with people chewing, and then they evolve from there.
From there.
Yeah.
Good, sometimes maybe shit. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
11.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
10.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
9.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
8. 8 left.
8 left. Okay, cool. So here we go. Slapping of the lips and
occasional snort. That's what the email says,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. When you snort, make sure you don't get any in your...
in your lungs.
Right. That's what I just did.
And that was crunching.
What if somebody...
We'll be back next week with more.
I've said this before.
Yeah.
It's not a crazy hypothetical. Somebody's in a relationship, and they go, listen to the... Now, granted, in most cases, they should listen to an old show, one they've heard. They think goes, that sells Todd Glass at his best.
Okay.
I like all the shows, but...
Wait, that's not this?
What?
That's not this one?
What if somebody thought it was this one? They thought it was this one, and they make their... But they don't... Not because they listen to it, it's just the next show. They go, listen to the one dropping this Friday. But they don't proof... And then we do that bit.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there going, this is what. All right.
Man.
You know what?
Everything is content.
I want to do
chew.
One more. Oh, we just got to
do one more. Wait, you say.
He said, just crunch more into the mic.
The upper management with what?
He said, closer.
Closer.
To the mic.
That's the only difference.
No,
is closer.
He said, you never know. Sometimes people go, I like when he crunches into the mic, but I wish he'd get closer to the mic. Cam got up. If I wasn't in a wheelchair or almost, I would get up. But I wish I could get up.
You said earlier with snorting crumb. Do you think you know how sometimes you'll like accidentally inhale like water when you're drinking it or something? How many? Maybe there's a doctor who listens to this show who could tweet at Todd and give us the answer. How much food particles or crumbs or liquids are in an average person's lung? Does it sit there for a while?
Oh, right. I bet you're right. There has to be some.
Right? Because I guess that's what gives people, gets people sick, right?
Do we have a doctor that listens to this show? For the love of
at least
nature,
one.
Please. If we don't have one, well, I mean, does a doctor have the silly sense of humor? You could have a doctor with a silly sense of humor.
Yeah.
I always said if a doctor had a silly sense of humor, he would snap right back into it if they didn't laugh at his joke. Like if they went, all right, well, you can see the x-ray up here. This is your son's leg. If this injury was 1 foot over, your son's leg would, we were going to have to amputate it. Anyway, all right, well, and he gets right to the x-ray. Right after that, he's like, anyway.
If it doesn't go.
I don't think I did that bit great. But whatever he does, he makes a joke, it doesn't get to work. He's, okay, and he goes right back to the x-ray.
Growing up, the pediatrician that checked on my brother and I remember being very funny.
Really?
Yeah. His name is Dr. DeVille New.
And he was, how old were you?
When I was
22?
It was just last week.
How old were you?
Since I was like 5 until like 17, until I was like almost 18.
Look, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you get this ready?
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
So remember that thing when you would go to the doctor and they pull your pants down and they would seriously like
your doctor did that?
That's a great time to find out. Remember when they would do that?
Yeah.
I'm sure you feel the same way I do. I would get so excited every year. I couldn't wait till it was that time.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Let me try that again. Yeah. And you sort of go, remember when they would do that like physical thing every year? Did you ever do that in elementary?
When the doctor checked on you and they'd like, you know, it'd be a quick like they'd grab your
package. I know. Let me tell you something. I couldn't wait for that. Oh.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
All right, here we go. Aristotle's. Okay, he's texting me. Don't forget to do the one
closer to the microphone.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready? And, folks, I want to remind you, and our safe word has always been the same, potato salad.
Potato salad, yeah.
this isn't a joke. I know. We get it. We do get you going, Todd, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Because you know that even people that love the person that whatever podcast is listening to,
yeah,
there's just a running thing, chewing. And I agree with it. I hear it. I don't prefer it.
Mm.
I don't like it. I prefer chewing into the mic. It's never. Although, you know, the truth is, I think I say that, but I don't know.
I think you're revolutionizing podcast. I cannot off the top of my head think of another podcast where people chew and eat during it.
All right, hold on. Aristotle's calling me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I guess what? I almost shit a little bit. You know, it's so funny. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let's get this going.
Aristotle.
Chewing.
What do you do with the crunching?
Crunching.
Closer to the mic. Closer
to the mic. Chewing.
Okay. I know it's not a joke. I'm sorry.
My mother is sick in the hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, we'll do it. I'll get it. I won't waste your time.
What do you say at the end? I heard him say Cam. Nice things?
Just, yes. Basically,
oh, that's
he said,
right.
He thinks you're a piece of shit.
Oh. Like in an endearing way?
In an endearing way. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah, yeah. Closer to the mic. Closer to the mic. Oh.
Oh.
He said to play some music behind
it. No, he
maybe
did.
People would like that. So what do we have? Do we have any instrumental?
We have a jingle.
I think we need like instrumental. Like, what's the jingle? Let me hear it. I always remember.
Where's that jingle Todd's looking for? Doo-da, doo-da. Where's that jingle Todd's looking for? Oh, da-da-da, yeah. Finally we found that song he was
it's
talking
not this
about.
One? This isn't it.
Where's that
where?
Jingle Todd's looking
I'll keep looking.
For?
Oh, this isn't it. This isn't it. I don't know where.
Oh, I think. I,
is this
you know,
it?
I, you know, that wasn't it. I'm sorry, that wasn't
maybe
it.
Maybe this
that wasn't
is
it.
It. Is this it?
I guess he meant a different song. Doo-da,
yeah.
Doo-da. I guess it's he meant it. A different song. How was I to know? Shop around some more at this jingle store. Oh, look, here's another song. I hope this is it.
By the way, I dare any podcast hardcore listener to follow that bit back with any logic or it makes any sense at all. But you know what? There's something fun about
it's
it.
It's there.
So anyway, do you have any beautiful music
oh,
in
beautiful.
The background?
Not like a cool.
Not like it. Don't be a smart ass, Cam. You know, never like a dumbbell or a smart. Is this instrumental?
I think so.
This
I think there's
great.
Occasional background singing.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. You want to come get some more just in case you need...
The refill in case yeah. The section's another 30
I think,
minutes?
I think Aristotle said do it for at least 45 seconds. Okay. Now, let me make sure I'm not just doing what I want. Let me read his text. I'm sorry.
Hold oh, on. Make sure it's...
Todd, play some music in the background and crunch as close to the mic as you can. Okay.
Is there any sponsor
no.
That you need to read out during it?
No, he just said, on behalf of Delicious Gordettos, when you don't think the crunch is satisfying, let the crunch,
let the crunch
speak,
speak
for,
itself. For
going in for a crunch solo. King of the road. Oh, sorry, my mic was off. Don't be rude.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, here's what I have to do now. That was, by the way, I'm having, can I tell you something odd? I'm going to just say it, truth.
Yeah.
I know when we're doing a bit, whether it's funny or not, later. That bit, as I'm doing it, I've listened to the show. Yeah. I wish I listened to my stand-up as much. I would learn so much. Not in an egotistical, nauseating way, which seems to be on the precipice of saying, oh, I was listening to the podcast.
But more just review and like...
Yeah, when you're not in a hurry and when you're not thinking about what you're doing, you have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. When I'm listening to it, I feel like I have a more in touch with... And by the way, there's guests and there's other people doing things. It's not... Sure. Maybe that's why I'm more bored to watch my set.
Because it's not just you. It's
not just me.
Yeah, you're having a conversation.
So, but that bit, as we were doing it, the absurdity of Aristotle, and then we're crunching to the music, which I, at one point, you know what I thought?
Mm.
It sounded pretty good.
Like, I was like, it sounds like, it's like sort of like a rhythmic, you know.
Swear to God, you know our show, telecast out live in,
in third world countries.
Record producer.
Yes.
Listening to the show.
Yeah, David Barbell.
David Barbell, and he's on the phone right now. What type of accent is that? Aristotle's asking me.
David Barbell speaks in?
Hold on, let me read it right from him. Todd, we have someone on the phone. They're calling in. David Barbell. He goes, I don't know what accent it is, but it seems like they're calling from somewhere else. Okay. You know who he is? Where is he?
He's huge.
What's his accent?
He's huge. It feels rude.
It's made up.
I think it is.
Oh,
I think it is. I think he puts it on to sort of like sound.
Okay.
It's live. He heard that. Okay, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Okay. These bits go any way we want, and I don't want him to hear it. Hello. Hello. Is this David?
And this is David's assistant.
Oh. Hi. This is Todd Glass. How are you?
Oh, Todd. I didn't know you'd be calling in today.
Well, no, I'm calling because...
David's on his lunch break. No one's in the office. Oh. I want you to talk to me like you used to. Back in 89. Oh, I keep thinking of that damn Vinny. September in 89.
Vinny, this is all a bit. Cam has sick in his head with these bits.
Hello? Oh.
Is this his assistant?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what's the last name?
His name is David Barbell, and I'm his assistant. Barbell. Lori Lux. That's right. Inventor of Lux. The salmon. Not Lux with the keys. A lot of people think we're part of the Lux with the key family.
So, why is David calling?
What do you mean, why is David calling? You called us.
Oh, yeah. I was told to call him. He heard our crunching to the oldies.
He wants to sign you. You're all business.
Shut the fuck up.
What did they say? What did they say? What's David saying?
He's saying on the phone. Why don't you? I'll make every bit work. Cam, I can't believe you went outside to have a sandwich just when this happened. He's saying that he loved our... What?
I'm just finishing my sandwich.
Thank you. He loved our crunching to the oldies, and he wants to bring us to Broadway and put an orchestra to it.
What? I'm choking.
Cam! No, I have a cast on my leg. I can't get up. I mean, I could, but it might...
I'll come to you. It's fine. No. You just have to squeeze me really hard so I don't choke. Please, just all you have to do is squeeze. All you have to do is squeeze. Todd just went.
Todd, are you still there?
Someone's joking.
Todd, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Todd, there's a lot of noise on that side. Is everything okay?
No. Cam, give it. My dog. He loves crunchy treats.
Oh.
Oh, you're his assistant.
I'm his assistant. David's on a long bathroom break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't like me, I guess. For me to get further, I can imagine. Oh, well, hey, it's nice to talk to you. Are you,
I'm not wearing panties. Is that what you were going to ask?
No, I didn't even know if anybody re-listened to this that they would even read me into that. But anyway, I did want to ask you.
Yes, of course. You can ask me anything you want.
I'm gonna stop and make whatever I go to say. You were doing it already, but do more. You interrupt me, and it's always you. Always go. You finish my sentence, but no, that's where you're leading it, not me.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Todd, you're so funny. You want to role play? Okay.
Move away from the mic.
Oh, sure, because it's too.
Yeah, make it sound real. Look how much more real it sounds. Other podcasts listen to this production and they shit in their pants.
You want to role play like we don't know each other? I can do it. I can do that. I know you like that.
What? Say your name. How do you? I love the way you pronounce your name.
Lori Lux. of the Lox family, inventor of the salmon. We bred trouts long enough until they became salmon.
Well, I look forward to it. You said the next time your dad's in town, you're going to be with him? Or your boss?
He is my dad.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything, Todd.
Well, what I wanted to ask was...
You want
to
ask about the rash? It's gone away. You won't catch it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you'll catch it. But it's worth it. It's only there for a couple...
No. What I did want to ask, actually, is now I know...
Oh, you're asking about my mom. Look, she's into it.
Can I be honest with you? Seriously?
Have you not been honest with me this whole time?
Todd!
I'm still choking.
Cam, go choke outside.
Okay.
I should let you know this because you're just the sweetest. You really are, and I appreciate it.
Really?
But I am seeing somebody.
That's fine, me too.
Oh, you know what? Now I feel. You're just being flat out sweet and nice, and
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I read into it.
No. I mean, like, I'm seeing someone, but I'm down to keep. sorry, my boss/father just entered the room.
Oh. All right, listen. I want to say goodbye and tell your boss to call me. Who's interested in
I'll transfer you right now.
What do you think of... Oh, hello? Oh,
Todd, it's me.
Oh, this is real. For a second, yes. I thought we were in a bit. Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Yes, it's me. People usually say their name.
You know who I am. Everyone knows from my famous affectation I put on.
Love. That's good
right.
Memory,
yeah.
You're very valuable. So, with your affectation... David. Oh, it's such a...
I'm involved... Look, Todd, I'm going to be straight with you. I'm involved in a lot of gangs, and I have a couple fake identities.
Well, so
I don't know who you heard my...
It was David. If you say it, I'd recognize it.
Billis.
No. No, but tell me what it, I will. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
If you say what it is, I'll go. That's it. I'll know.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah. Well,
Did you forget? Be honest.
Listen.
Absolutely.
No, I know. Why would I not know my own name?
So
I know my name.
You forget truth. You forget the name.
Do I forget?
Yeah.
Do I forget? Are you asking me? I came back inside. Yes,
yeah.
I don't
I know
remember
you're
the
joking,
name.
But do you remember the
it
name?
It was David, right? No.
David something,
was it?
No.
No, but
come
Brian.
On, you don't remember? The last
the
name
big
was
guy.
The name.
I know he was like a...
Go back to...
The sandwich came out. I'm okay.
What is your name? I'm sorry.
It's me, Lori Lox.
Oh.
Daughter of David Lox.
Okay,
I guess
that
would make sense.
You know, Lori, that I am...
Ew!
Oh, come on. That's
ew!
Not, you gotta keep saying that.
Ew! You're what? You're a homosexual?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
All right, let's take a second here to think about what we've done.
Mm.
What we put out. Do you think the show so far?
No.
What was I going to ask?
You were going to say, do I think the show so far?
I think it's very
could be improved. And I said I was going to say no.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. No, what were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that this show I think is just it's back. I know I've said that before, but a lot of times people go the Todd Glass show during the pandemic. Everybody thinks the show is. Oh, here's when it was the best. No, that's when you were at your best.
Would you say there's
this
eras?
Show is at its best? What?
Truth. Would you say there's like eras of the Todd Glass show? Like in your mind, do you divide them of like, oh, this is the blank era?
That's
this
a
is
great
the blank
question.
Era. Yeah,
that's a really good question. I have an honest answer. I'm see,
truth.
See
yeah,
why truth is such a good.
Yeah.
I think I sort of said it last week. I do like when it's just me into the... I prefer to be in the studio when it's just me with the mic and the
yeah.
iPad. Last week I did a show into my phone. That is literally something I would never do except because I have the boot on my mm-hmm. on my, my leg. But except from that, the episodes where
and
I
they're,
came
they're
in
great
here,
they're great boots. They're great boots. And I get
you.
It. You know, you it was a size too small. It's hard to take off.
Look at this.
Yeah. Wow, so flexible. He just put his leg behind his shoulder.
Behind my shoulder.
Behind
Should I
shoulder.
Leave it there? Is that awkward for you?
I mean, it's impressive. Everything.
Watch this with my other leg.
Whoa!
Shut up, right?
Whoa!
Shut
oh
up.
My goodness!
Now look what I
Someone
do with my
calls
two feet.
Cirque du Soleil.
Look what I do with my 2 feet.
Oh, I put his toes in my mouth. Oh, Todd, that was—I mean, it was impressive.
I'm
but,
talented.
You know,
eras of the show.
So I think everything is what it is, and it's taken the journey, you know, during the pandemic. But there is no doubt that I really want to get a running person that's a newer comedian to sit and do the board every week. Mm. Because they start organizing it and doing drops.
And just knowing it and being
there.
Yeah,
they know. And then I always have, like I always say, I told my new manager, you know, if he knows a newer, much newer comic, like brand new, but, you know, moved out to L.A., I go, all they have to be able to do it is like 80% of the time. Mm. And that could rent. Because I have other people that can do it in the event that this, but I'd like them to be 75% of the time in that area. They're just like, you know, in the past, Jake Adams, John Brian Wagner.
Yeah.
So, and then they end up, when they're newer, bringing people to the show. And when they bring people to the show.
In the room.
The room, that now, especially the way it is now, I sort of turn, that's what makes me get the band, because it's fun to have people in the room.
Well,
because
you're performing to people, too. So then there's sort of like, it's,
right.
It can feel a little silly. Yeah.
And the laughter in the room. So
you're feeding off that energy, and mm-hmm. then the people at home are like, oh, they're laughing at it. It's funny.
So that is a, but that'll end up coming back, and in a way that is not better than the old way, but like more true to the journey that the show took. But that is one, I think I mentioned on the show last week, that I am trying to. There are some things that are good where it goes, and there's other things I think I'm more comfortable than ever, but then that is something I want to bring back.
Is there something new that you haven't tried yet that you've always wanted to or no?
Doing it by myself?
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it all by myself in this room, and let me tell you something. There were nights where I did it like 3 times all by myself, and I remember one or two specifically. The other one was, they were all fun, but two were like, I was cracking up, which is just sort of scary.
No, that's great.
That yeah, like, once something happened in the room, or some, and I just started laughing, and I was like hitting the table, and I went, wow, you just hit the table all by yourself.
But that's a good feeling
here.
That it you can like, do that. Last night I was recording in voice memos to myself, just sort of to try to get, I don't know if you ever have this, but like I'll get very self-edity before I even have a thought, and I'm trying to just get out of the mindset of stopping myself from having thoughts and just being able to be silly with myself. Mm-hmm. And it was a very fun feeling.
Yeah, it really is sometimes. And sometimes I'll see other comedians that'll inspire me to go, okay, just try to.
You know, I saw Kate Berlant's new special. I saw her new special in New York when I was there.
You did?
And then I saw she released it just so happened to be the same week. She released on FX through Hulu a special on Thursday that I watched. And it honestly reminded me of you a lot.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because someone was telling me about her show. Did you see her show in New York?
I saw her show in New
York. Where,
the
lobby smells like cage.
Yes.
Someone told me that.
So fun. So much of her reminds me of you. It's crazy. Of, like, it's like the second you enter, even outside, is part of the experience. And that's, like, what you're all about. I imagine you would love it.
Everything they were explaining to me. And the only difference is it's the production, but for stand-up.
Yes.
Because my show, like I've said jokingly, it's basically a stand-up show with a shit ton of production around it. So when they were telling me, I was telling them what I want, they go, oh, you would have loved Kate's show.
Yeah,
From the minute you were outside, and then, you know,
Sits in the lot, or I don't know if there's a spot. If you're going to go see it, I guess don't listen to this part. But she sits in the lobby when people are walking in with a sign around her that says, ignore me. And she's just sitting on a little bench in the lobby. It's very funny.
That's just the best.
Yeah.
And she's doing it in New York?
She's doing a run in New York right now. But then she had a special that she recorded, I guess, in 2019 that's now on Hulu that I watched
last night. Is it reminiscent of the show you saw live?
In the sense that it's still her same voice, but it's a very different thing. To my understanding, and I could be wrong, the special in 2019, it's called Cinnamon in the Wind. It is very just, it's like improvised stand-up. Most of it, I don't know how many notes she had before that she brought up, but a lot of it is like in the moment finding things, sort of following that trail. It reminds me of what you do a lot, and very similar.
Yeah, I love it because I'm a huge fan of huge fan of hers, and my friend was saying the same thing. He goes, "Oh, you would love it because it was like because I was telling him some things and he had just seen her show too, and he's like, "Oh, Todd in the lobby, she did this, and before outside, and I want to own the lobby.
Yeah,
if whatever lobby we have, I want to maybe put a you know what a gobo is like where it's you put it in a light and it shines the name up on the wall, so it's really clean, just using light to. maybe Mr. Rogers' quote, two of them on the lobby.
Almost, yeah, yeah.
Simple
sort of
little
things. Like that, but on the wall sort of thing.
Right, yeah. It beams it onto the wall, and it's very clean and classic. Yeah. So teeny little things like that. But he said she had a lot of production like
that.
How long was the show?
I want to say like an hour and a half, maybe.
And who presented her?
It was directed by Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
But I don't know. There wasn't like
that's what it was. Yeah, it was directed by Bo Burnham that helped.
And there were definitely like Bo Burnham isms involved throughout the show.
That helped bring it to attention to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you know what we're going to do right now? We decide.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Well, here's what we're going to do, since this is a two-parter.
Oh.
It's a two-parter.
How long has it been so far?
And, by the way, Truth, thank you. Because of having my foot, not only did Cam have to come over and do the normal stuff that he might put some stuff on the board, but also, my friend Hansa came over before you got here. Because, there's so many things you have to do when you get in here to turn this thing up.
Yeah.
You know, get the lights going, get that going, the stage, light the candle in the middle of the table. Get these, plug the speaker in. I always unplug them in case there's an electrical surge in here. So I unplug both. And, a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So she came in because, when you can walk around, you get that shit done in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
She lit the candles. She did everything for me. And then you got here and, we put the show together. But, it's a two-parter.
Two-parter.
We call this the after show.
What's happening right now?
What we're about to do. We talk about how we thought the first part went.
Mm. The live reaction commentary?
Live reaction commentary. Now, the after show tends to be a little shorter, but because it's the after show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about 45 minutes.
Well, yeah.
So just so you know where we're going with this. And hold on. Is there anything? By the way, when you were in New York, we talked about you had a place to stay, you said?
For the first 2 days, my girlfriend was there on a work trip, and so when she was the most of the time, her work booked a hotel for her, and I just glommed onto it and had a free place to stay. But before that, the first 2 days, it was like right southeast of Brooklyn, at some guy named Boris's place.
Really?
It was a one room in a multi.
Oh, great! And can I ask something like that costs?
The apartment one or the
no the hotel one? She got paid for, but the place, the other place you stayed,
yeah it was like less than 100 a night.
Not bad
for rooms that were like you're sharing there's other people in other rooms in apartment,
because we were saying before that I used to have a friend that let us stay at her place, and you were saying because of your girlfriend you got to tag along. And but like if let's say hypothetically your girlfriend was moving to New York and her job, hypothetically, was setting her up an apartment, giving her, sometimes they'll give you a little funding for your apartment because they know you're moving.
Oh, when you move, yeah.
Let's say that's happening and you go, wow, would you ever want to give living in New York a shot?
Oh, I would instantaneously, not even for that, but I mean, just if there was any sort of even like half opportunity, I think I would jump to live to New York, especially now because I do imagine like, I love LA and it feels like home already. I've lived here like 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, because I like this so much, I was like, well, I would love to live one other place at least.
Yeah.
And especially New York. Before I like am here for who knows how long.
I won't do anything to have me live in any struggle or discomfort.
Sure. Yeah.
But, if the show that I'm doing, let's say, does well in New York, and then they go, well, let's do like a 6 month thing here, or maybe it's 3 days a week and for 6 months, and it gave me a reason, I would love to go experience New York because I do like, and I'm like you, I consider LA my home. I have a lot of people I love here. I'm not running from LA because, oh, LA, I know it's all right, but this and that. I love it here.
Yeah.
I have so many friends that I love and adore, but I'm not removing myself from the planet, but no one that I love everyone so much. But first of all, a lot of them you'd be surprised once you're in New York, you see them when they're there, and you get to spend a different quality time with them. And all your friends in New York that you don't get to see that often, or comedians that you love, but they don't live in LA anymore. So you have these friendships that are just waiting for you out there to just blossom. You don't have to start
new
friendships.
It's exciting
And maybe you do meet some brand new people.
Yeah.
But it's also people you know, but you just don't see that often. You go, wow, I'm in New York now. Guess who I just spent a lot of time with, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I would love that opportunity. I like to be able to go out. I'm a night person. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm night. I don't try to do anything during the day, but I like it 10 o'clock. You can get people to go to dinner.
And that's why they call it, it's New York, the city that never days.
The city time. That never...
Never daytimes.
Never daytimes.
That's what they say.
New York! New York!
Ba ba la ba ba ba.
Bazabi.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you, I.